Ronnie Henson with the Henson family sent to the Kingsmen this next song that we're going to sing. And as I was looking over the words, I thought of an illustration that I heard my preacher buddy from Atlanta, Georgia, Mays Jackson, use. During the Second World War, the American forces had just captured an island in the South Pacific. They wanted to raise the flag over this little piece of land just to let everybody know who was in charge. Well, one boy right after another went up that flagpole and either got wounded or killed. Finally, the captain said, "Men," said, "I hate to do it, but I need a volunteer. I need somebody that'll volunteer to climb up that flagpole and put that American flag right on the very top." Young man from over in Arkansas said, "Captain," said, "I'll put that flag up for you." Captain said, "Go to it." He said, "Well," said, "I've got to wait till 4:30. So the captain said, "All right." So they waited till the appointed time. Not at 4:29 or 4:31, but at 4:30, right on the dot. That old boy from Arkansas, big old gangly hillbilly boy, stepped out of that foxhole and just walked nonchalantly over to that flagpole, bullets hitting all around him. Climbed up the pole, attached the flag. He didn't shimmy down it. He just kind of hand walked down and just eased over and walked, sat down in the foxhole. Captain said, "Son, that was really something. You're the bravest thing I ever saw. But why'd you have to wait till 4:30? He said, "Early that morning, when I left Little Rock, Arkansas, to go on basic training, they were sending me all the way across the country to San Diego, California. Well, Captain, I ain't never been nowhere. Hot Springs, Fort Smith. I was scared to death. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got overseas, but I was scared to death just going to San Diego." I said, "My mama reached over and put her arms around me and pulled me into her real close and said, 'Son, you remember this. No matter where you are, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what's going against you, you just remember that every day, at 4:30, Mama's going to be praying for you.' Captain, I just had to wait till 4:30 to get here." Well, glory. Amen. I like this song. It says, "All of heaven paid attention when my mama prayed." Listen.
When mama prayed, heaven paid attention. The angels spread their wings and stood prepared. Oh, and once again, Satan knew he'd been defeated. 'Cause God had heard my dear old mama's prayer.
In my yesteryears of childhood, Mama taught me that having fun was Sunday morning meeting time. Every time that those church bells rung, and after the family devotions at night, why, she'd lead me up those stairs. And that's where I first heard the echo of my dear old sweet old mama's prayer.
And when mama prayed, heaven paid attention. All the angels spread their wings and stood prepared. Oh, and once again, Satan knew he'd been defeated. 'Cause God had heard my dear prayer.
In this modern age of missiles, tanks and ships and guns. When men believe there's just one way that a war is ever won, well, I've had that secret weapon that all the bombs cannot compare, for I've won 1,000 battles with my dear old mama's prayer.
When my mama prayed, and I paid attention, the angels spread their wings just to
praise the Lord. There ain't no place in the world like Jackson, Mississippi. I love the words to that song. I told somebody last night I could go through a list of so many times that I wasn't where I was supposed to be when I was growing up, or I was late getting home, and that old light in the back room where mom and dad was, spooky, was still on when I got there. And I remember the time when I was in a car wreck 4.5 hours away from home, and mama didn't know what the story was. They just got the call and said, come. And I know for that 4.5 hours that mama was on her knees and she was praying for this old boy. Tonight, I can stand before you and let you know that up in the hills of West Virginia, there's a mama that's on her knees praying for this old boy. And you know the greatest part of it all? The greatest part of it all is, as much as my mama loves me, and as much as your mama loves you, friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that there's one love that's stronger and greater than all of those loves put together, because Jesus loves you. I don't know if I can sing it or not. Listen to the words. In this modern age of missiles, with all their technology of planes and ships and guns, when so many men believe that there's just one way that a war is ever won, here's the good part. Friend, I've had that secret weapon, that secret weapon that all the bombs cannot compare. You know what it was? I've won.